Listening test 4. Listen to the conference speech.
We see advertisements all around us, in newspapers and magazines, on TV, in the street. If you ask most people how they feel about advertising, they'll say that they don't take any notice of adverts. They make their own choices about what to buy. But companies wouldn't spend billions of dollars on advertising each year if it didn't do any good. To see proof of the power of advertising, you only have to look at the global success of Coca-Cola. Why does everyone in the world know this brand? And why do people drink it all over the world? It's basically coloured, sugary water. It isn't the nicest drink in the world, or the healthiest, or the cheapest. But it's the best known and most sold drink in the world. That's the power of advertising. So, how does advertising persuade us to buy things? Experts identify several different stages that we go through before we put something on our shopping list and buy it. First, we need to be aware of a product, especially if it's a new product that hasn't existed before. Then we need knowledge about it. We need to know what it's for and how we can use it, for example. After that, we need to decide that we like it. We need to think it's cool or fashionable or useful. Then we need to decide which particular one we prefer, because there is always more than one product to choose from. Finally, we decide to purchase the product. Advertising works not by presenting a product to us and persuading us to buy it all in one go. It works by slowly pushing us to the next stage in this purchasing process. So, not all adverts are doing the same thing. For example, an advertisement might make us aware of a brand new product. To create awareness, advertisers might use a well-known song or a joke of some kind, something that we will remember easily. This puts the new product into our mind. We don't decide to buy it immediately, but we move one step closer to buying it. Other adverts might focus on making us like something. They try to make it seem fashionable, often by using a celebrity to give it a feeling of wealth and glamour that we want in our lives. These techniques can turn a luxury product into a must-have item. Further along the purchasing process, adverts can focus on making us prefer one particular product by telling us that this one is better than all the others, or because it is a good buy. These adverts might focus on price or small details of the product. So, this is how advertising works. Because each advert only influences one or two stages in the purchasing process, we don't feel as though it's making us buy things. We think we are in control. But the advertisers are just gently moving us in the direction of spending our money and buying their products. So, the next time you see an advertisement in the street or on TV, think about what exactly it is telling you and how it is trying to gently push you towards making a purchase.